1230 KHAS.
Hey, we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and 13th-ranked Dort. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, it seems like a little broken record here, but another important ball game for us as we try to keep pace in the conference with the conference leaders in Doan and Northwestern tonight.
Well, you're exactly right, Mike. Anytime you're trying to keep yourself in that top half of the league and, you know, maybe potentially get a bye or a top seed, I guess you would say, in the conference tournament, every game, you know, there's a little bit more magnitude. And I think our kids have done a pretty good job up to this point of deflecting, you know, the potential scenarios that come up with every conference game and just going out and playing and keeping the cliches as the cliches and just focusing on one game at a time and doing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, up to this point, we've done a pretty good job of that, and we continue to hopefully get a little bit better each time we take the floor.
This team will face tonight. They have lost to Doan. They've lost to Midland. They've lost to Nebraska Wesleyan, but it looks like they're picking up steam. They've won their last four.
Yeah, they have, and they were out in Florida over the weekend playing in a tournament out there and played two pretty darn good teams and came away with tough wins in both of them, one of them by 1 point, one of them by 2 points. So, you know, they're doing a lot of good things. I mean, and they were kind of a little bit peaked and valleyed to start the year, and they lost a couple. You kind of scratch your head and look at the scores and wonder what was happening, but they're at full strength and full health here coming in tonight, so we'll definitely have our hands full, no doubt.
You guys, during the Christmas break, going 1-1 in the Orange City tournament, Red Raider Classic, played pretty well despite dropping that one game to William Penn.
Yeah, we did, you know, and there's no consolation when you're competing. You know, it's you don't get points for playing okay, so it was a little bit frustrating just because of how often we turned it over, because we were definitely in control of that game up at half, you know, up 8 with about 3:40 to go and lose by 5 is very frustrating, but it's not hard to figure out why we lost, turning it over 27 times and giving up as many offensive rebounds. And obviously, being number 7 in the country, William Penn's a quality team. You know, they've only lost one ball game all year, and that was to another team of great quality, and that's Bellevue University. So it's not like we were playing some slouch and dropped one, but we had it. We were, you know, in control a better part of the game and just let some things slip away. So, you know, it's a 40-minute focus, and coming off of a 7-day break, you know, a little bit fatigue, I suppose, would set in, and playing a team that was obviously a very quality opponent. You know, sometimes those things are going to happen, but well, hopefully we can get back on the mark and take care of our business tonight and hopefully come away with a win.
After the 7-day break, playing a couple of ball games, I assume a couple of practices since then, are we back up to maybe where we were heading into the break?
Well, no, we're not. You know, and you probably lose your conditioning in about 7 to 10 days, so we still probably got another week or so to get back close to where we were. But again, you know, as many people as we're playing, we don't need to be in February 15th type shape right now. You know, that'll come in due time, and we just need to continue to play and compete on a daily basis in practice. And I've never been really a guy that, especially in the last few years, just put our kids on the line and run. You know, we're going to do something with the ball in our hand, and we're going to play our way back into shape, because you can, as much as you try and get them into shape, you can zap their legs pretty darn quick. And I'd rather, you know, rely on our bench and rely on our substitution patterns and be a little bit out of conditioned up to this point and work ourselves back into the spot where we want to be come February.
In the two ball games in Orange City, Jake Hamburger had great outings in both contests, 21 and 15 respectively. He's kind of taken the scoring load or the scoring a push off of Brady Lohman, Dane Bacon here.
Yeah, he really has. And like I said in the post game, his last probably, if you go back and look at individual box scores, his last 4 or 5 games, he's been, you know, superb, and I'm just really proud of how he's accepted his role and, you know, the enthusiasm that he brings on a daily basis. And he's probably, in regard to basketball, just savvy and IQ, probably our best guy. You know, he really understands what we've got going and you know, what we're looking for on each set or each defensive stance. And you know, he wants to coach, so he's got that kind of mindset. You know, he's always kind of thinking and talking through film sessions, and it's great as a coach because it brings up a lot of good banter, you know, and you can go back and forth and explain exactly why you want something done. But at the same time, you know, I've always been a firm believer, it doesn't matter what kind of game plan you have, if your kids cannot execute it physically or mentally, then maybe it's not the right game plan. And Jake's been a very good go-between A very good resource for us, you know, on what we can and cannot do in regard to scouting reports.
We've talked in the past about getting through the month of January, and is there a set goal in mind? How many wins you need to get out of the month, or you just play each game in this month individually?
Well, you'd like to win them all, obviously, and that's, you know, a very tough task, as many as we have on the road. But I think, you know, I don't like the cliches any more than a listener or you do, Mike, but at the same time, you know, I know we play Mount Marty on Saturday, but beyond that, I would have to look at our schedule to see who we play, because our focus is got to be on tonight, and then we'll worry about the next one tonight as a coaching staff, and the kids can start worrying about Mount Marty tomorrow and all that stuff. But, you know, when we're in a position, if you're a clear-cut best team in your league, you might look back and a month ahead and say, we got to go this record to keep where we're at, or any of those kinds of things. But when you're a team like us that's kind of in that middle to upper, you know, three or four in your league, you just got to keep fighting, keep swinging, and keep all of your energy on the moment. And I don't really think we can look ahead. So probably vaguely answered your question there, but I just couldn't give you a proper number, I guess.
Door defenders in here tonight, ranked number 13 in the country. Traditionally, they have been very, very good. It looks like this year, no exception.
No, not at all. I mean, they're coming off of a 30-win season a year ago and probably about 50 seconds from a Final Four appearance at the national tournament and returning their top 10 scorers. So to say they have not skipped a beat would be, you know, not doing them any service, because they are really playing, especially like you said, their last four games at a very high level against very good people, doing a very good job of kind of finding their rhythm again. And you know, sometimes you do have to take a little bit of a step back before you go forward. And I think Dort's kind of in that process right now where they're really starting to jump forward, and they're a tough team. There's no doubt they've got everything. They've got an inside game. They've got maybe the best point guard in the league as far as overall skill set. They've got good wings, and they play very hard, and they're extremely well coached. So they don't have a lot of deficiencies. So you've just got to do a very good job. You've really got to limit your mental miscues, and you got to take care of the ball. And then we got to continue to score it at a positive clip like we have been.
Defensively, statistically, very good too, averaging about 65 points per ball game on defense, giving up only 40% shooting. So as good as they are offensively, looks like they got the numbers on defense too.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they've had a couple games where they've scored down in the 50s and 60s, you know, and kind of played that drudgery ball of, you know, some of our opponents like to play. But I think, you know, they're probably their best and most comfortable when they're in the upper 70s into the 80s, and I think that's what their statistics show. But, you know, they're a big physical team. They're very senior oriented, very, you know, a lot of upperclassmen within this bunch, and they've been winning 20-plus games a year now with these kids as sophomores. So they know how to win. They've got a taste of winning. They know what it takes to be competitive on the road in this league. And a lot of times when you have a veteran-savvy bunch that can just close out deals at the end of games, that's, you know, a lot of times that's more important than it would be, you know, to have an explosive bunch just knowing how to win basketball games. And I think Dort definitely has that.
Cliff Warner is the guy you've been talking about for the outside, a great outside shooter, number one in the conference, and three-pointers made, and he can light them up from out there.
Well, of his 181 total shots, 115 of them have been from the three-point line, and you know, he's shooting about 41% right now on the season, and just a gamer. You know, you watch him walk off the bus, and you might chuckle, but he is their emotional, he's their spiritual, he's their physical leader on this team, and he's not, you know, much bigger than the microphone I'm talking into right now. He's a little squirt, but he's tough. I mean, he's really tough, extremely competitive. He's really got a pulse on his team. When you talk about a quarterback on the floor, you know, you want your point guard to direct traffic and do all those kinds of cliches that we talk about as far as coaches to their guards. He's exactly every one of them, and he's really good. He's, like I said, not only one of the better ones in our league, but he might be one of the better ones in the country. Carson, you know, the freshman, and which is good, because I don't know that Carson knows enough to really give it much time or thought, you know, and that's a good thing about sometimes playing freshmen is they're just dumb enough that they really don't know or get the magnitude of everything that they're embarking on. But Carson's, you know, as good as we've gotten. Him and Alex have done a pretty good job. They had a little bit of a rough weekend, but going into the break, they were just playing as good a basketball as we had had all year. So hopefully we can get them back up to that form.
Seavers is the kid inside, a big 6'7" kid. Talk about him.
Well, they got two, actually, Mike. They got the Vogel kid and the Severs kid, both that do a very good job on the interior. And I tell you, if they get a foot in the paint, you can almost count it as a bucket. Vogel's actually shooting a little bit higher. He's about 67% from the field on the year, and Severs just over 50. So they can put it in, you know, and they're just so big and physical. And they're not going to get you a bunch of moves. You know, they can go over each shoulder, shoot it right or left-handed, but they're just so physically strong. And they do, you know, what we say, do your work early. They get a very good post positioning early in the possession, and they just make you work and fight and claw. It's very hard to double team because they have three really good three-point shooters. So it's hard to give them a lot of attention. Our pigs are definitely going to have to do their work early and be ready to compete and be very, very physical tonight.
Game plan on this team looks like it's going to be a load.
Yeah, it will. You know, there's no, I mean, they're a beatable team. They're not the best team. I shouldn't say that. They're one of the best teams that we faced all year. It'll be along the same lines as the Northwestern, the William Penn, and we're just going to have to shore up those few miscues that we've had that just kind of keep us from beating a top 15 team. We've done good. We've done okay, you know, top 20 teams, top 25 teams, but we, you know, there's just that extra gear that we have yet to click into to beat a top 15 team, you know, whatever that is in January, whatever our top 15 team is. But that's our goal tonight. That's what we're challenged with, and hopefully that's what we'll do.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Starting Lamps, and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort tonight on 1230 KHAS.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get sent for the men's game here tonight. Should be a dandy. Hastings College 13-4. On the season, they are 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings going 1-1 at the Red Raider Classic in Orange City over the weekend. They lost to 7th-ranked William Penn, 92-87. And they blew out Graceland of Iowa, 78-48. The Dort Defenders coming in here ranked number 13 in the country. They are 13-3. They're 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort has lost three games this year to Doan, also to Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan, but they've won four games in a row since then, including a couple of wins in Florida over the weekend. They beat Weber International 73-72. They beat Warner of Florida 75-73 during their Christmas holiday break. So this will be a very good basketball team. As Lance mentioned during the pregame show, this is a team that went into the national tournament last year with just a few seconds away from advancing to the Final Four of the national tournament before being ousted. And they've got their top 10 scorers back from that team from a season ago. So it's Dort and Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball after Hastings College won the opener in women's college play tonight 73-65 over the Defenders in game number one. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort Defenders, they'll go with Cliff Warner tonight, a 5'11" senior out of Altoona, Iowa. Warner is averaging 14.9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Austin Cathy is a 6'4" junior from Orange City, averaging 9.8 points and 4 rebounds per game. Trevor Waldersdorf, a 6'4" and senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Kyle Lindberg, 6'6" junior from Margate, Florida. He is averaging right at 7 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Jordan Vogel, 6'7" and senior from Rock Valley, Iowa,
Vogel is averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Hastings College tonight will go with Carson Bloom, 5'10" freshman out of Minden. Bloom is now averaging 5 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4" and sophomore out of Elba, averaging 4.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 15 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior from Kearney, averaging 14 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" junior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Flynn averaging 11.7 points and 5 rebounds per game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in their homestanding whites here tonight, dored in their road black uniforms. The ball is in the air, and Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. Dort is second in the conference in giving up points, allowing just 65.9 points per game. Lohman tries to bounce pass down low. It's going to be knocked away from Flynn. Broncos turn it away on their opening possession of the ball game here tonight. There's Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh down to Jordan Vogel, big 6'7" post player in there for Dort. Down in the corner is Cliff Warner. He tries to return it down to the baseline to Lindbergh. The ball tapped loose and it's picked up here by Vogel, and he scores. Jordan Vogel scores 2-0 as a score. Dort has got the lead. The ball was knocked loose, but Vogel was right there for the defenders. Here's Lohman, drives for the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Dort will run her back the other way. The defenders have the lead. Here's Katji with the ball. Austin Katji, bounce pass inside. He's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. Ricochets off of the arms of a Dort defender. Hastings comes down with it. Broncos have the ball back to their offensive zone. Brady Lohman has got it. Lohman drives the ball down to the left side of the lane. Goes to Wells. Out of Dane Bacon, out of Lohman again, deep in the corner, left side. Dort is in a man-to-man defense. Lohman out here in three-point territory. They get the ball. Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom runs the offense to Brady Lohman. Lohman gets away, dribbles left to right across the free throw line, forces up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's averaging 15 points per ball game, and the Broncos have tied things up at 2 points apiece. There's Kafji with the ball. Kafji out on top now as they get it to Cliff Warner. Warner moves it over to the left side. He's going to get it down to Lindbergh. Back out to Warner. Now right side of the wing. That's Walters. If they play it inside, there's a shot by Vogel from right in front of the basket. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos down the ball. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. A minute and 45 seconds into the ball game. Here's Bacon with the ball. Now to a Carson Bloom. Bloom holds it out here in three-point territory. Picked out by Warner. Carson Bloom, bounce pass comes on the near side. That's Wells with the ball. Now to Lohman. Now to Wells. Near sideline again to Carson Bloom. Back out between the circles to Lohman. We're down to 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Brady Lohman to Carson Bloom on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass comes out to Brent Wells, top of the key. Now to Lohman again. Lohman to Dylan Flynn. Puts a man in the air, drives the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Flynn. Follow shot is up there and in. Dylan Flynn gets the offensive board and the putback. It's now a 4-2 ball game. Hastings to the lead. And now time is going to be held up here momentarily as Dane Bacon on the far sideline ties up a sneaker. Now we're ready to go. 17:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings has got the lead 4-2 over the Dort defenders. Here's Cliff Warner with the ball. Trots it into the offensive zone. Wallerstorff has got it now. Wallerstorff behind the screen. Out here in three-point territory. The catchy back inside out of Vogel. He goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Jordan Vogel is going to be a load to handle tonight. A big 6'7" post player for the Dort defenders. We are tied up at 4 points apiece early in the ballgame. Carson Bloom goes over to Lohman. Now on the high post to Dylan Flynn. Back out to Lohman, looking to penetrate. Lohman on the dribble. Gives it up now to Dane Bacon. Over here to Wells. Spins at the top of the key. Moves it down to the left side of the lane toward the baseline. Brent Wells circling back around. Back out of here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Dane Bacon. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound catchy for the Dort defenders. Gets the ball away now to Cliff Warner. Down to Vogel, down to the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Lindbergh, follow shot, no good. Rebound Wells. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Brady Lohman has got it, brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Bloom for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Walderstorff. Dort running back the other way. Long pass down the floor. They get it there to Vogel, and he's fouling the play. Jordan Vogel is fouling the play by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's the first foul in Flynn. And Vogel will go to the free throw line now for Doherty. He's hit the first couple of baskets here for the defenders. 16-27 to play in the first half. Hastings 4 and Dort 4. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. He's a 66% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off of there. No good. Vogel will get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort is ninth in the conference in free throw percentage at 66%. They are number 4 in field goal percentage at 49%. They are number 3 in three-point shooting at 39%. Jordan Vogel will have one more. Got to break this tie in the early stages of the ballgame. It's going to be up there no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Tyler Waldersdorf of Dort. That's going to be his first. A rebounding foul on Waldersdorf, so Hastings College will play things in. We're tied up at 4 points apiece early in the ball game here. It should be 5-4. Should be the score as Dort hit one of those free throws. Evidently, it didn't count because they didn't chalk it up on the old board here. We'll double check that. Here's a Marvin with the ball. Marvin spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Warner. Warner down near sideline now to Kapti. Kapti with the ball there. Comes out between the rings. That's going to be Warner. As they move it over to the far sideline to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf right at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass comes inside. Backing up down the lane. It's going to be Severs on the foul. Nope, traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called on the Severs. That's going to be his second personal foul. So we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Here comes Alex Theron of the ball game for Hastings. Zach Lena comes in. Also, Jake Hamburger comes into the ball game. Hamburger had a good weekend for Hastings College. He scored 21 the other day against Graceland. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Here's Marvin with the ball. Marvin has it slapped out of his hands. It's picked up here by Lohman out near the 10-second line. Lohman down to Hamburger on the deep wing, right side. Zach Lena, top of the key, dribbles inside the free throw circle, kicks it out here to Marvin, a three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. He has it knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Dort, and a foul is called in backcourt. Personal foul going to be called on Jake Hamburger here in backcourt. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Still tied up at 4 points apiece. 15-28 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball here in backcourt. That's going to be Tyler Waldersdorf, the inbound. Hastings will attack back here defensively. They get it into Warner. Warner picked up there by Zach Lena. Warner splits a couple of defenders, gets the ball to a Waldersdorf. He drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up and in. This is Trevor Waldersdorf. There's a Trevor and there's a Tyler. This is Trevor scoring there. And that gives Dort a 6-4 lead over Hastings College tonight. There's Zach Lena on the baseline. He drives. He forces up a shot left-handed. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Warner. Lift Warner runs her back the other way down the near sideline to Tyler Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Jake Hamburger down the near sideline now. That's Thayer with the ball out to Hamburger. Now to Thayer, top of the key. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball. The product out of Superior over to Zach Lena. Lena at the top of the key. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. Now that's Thayer. Baseline cut off there by Warner. Out to Zach Lena. Down to Woolman. 15 seconds still on the shot clock. Brady Woolman dribbling with the ball left side of the lane. Moves it down to the baseline. That's going to be Thayer. Stops in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Severs. Chris Severs, another big tall kid in there for the Dort defenders. Down the near sideline to Sean Kaiser, who's into the ballgame now, to Warner. Bombs it inside. Right side of the lane to Waldersdorf. Works against Lena. Gets up there. A scoop shot is up and in. Trevor Waldersdorf scores. And now Lance wants to call a timeout, as Dort is able to get the ball inside the paint there. And Hastings will have to try to keep those big, tall kids out of there. 8-4 is the score. Dort has got the lead. 14-11 to play here in the first half. We'll be back after this.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the women's scoreboard now complete. Number 1 ranked Concordia runs their record to 15-0 tonight as Concordia beat eighth-ranked Northwestern, final score of 71-68. And the other scores tonight are women's college basketball in the GPAC, Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln, 65-50. Dakota Wesleyan beat Midland tonight in Fremont, 75-65. Hastings picking up a win here over Dort, 73-65. And Briarcliff, winners over Mount Marty, 86-72. Ohio State tonight in men's basketball beat Nebraska 70-44. At halftime, the Creighton men leading Illinois State by a score of 42-39. The Nebraska women playing tonight, they're at home opening up their conference season in a ball game against the Wisconsin Badgers. 8-4 is the score here. The Hastings College men trailing the 13th-ranked Dort defenders. Loman, rather, that's a hamburger down at the baseline. His reverse layup is no good, but he's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to be called on Tyler Waldersdorf. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number two on the defenders. That's going to send Jake Hamburger to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Hamburger 23 out of 32 from the free throw line this season, 71% from the foul line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Hamburger now averaging 9.6 points per ball game as he knocks down that first free throw. 8-5 the score now. The defenders with a 3-point lead. Hamburger eyes the bucket for his second shot. It's up there. That one is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Kaiser. So 8-5. Hastings down by 3 points. Warner has got the ball here for Dort down the left sideline as they get it to Waldersdorf. Severs. Severs backs up. There's a shot over Lena. Partially deflected. Severs grabs the back. His shot is up and in. Chris Severs stays after it after Lena gets the first block. 10-5 is the score now. Dort has opened up a 5-point lead over Hastings. There's Hamburger from the corner. His 3-pointer, no good. Rebound Lena. He spins in the lane, puts a man in the air. Shot, no good. Ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Warner. Lena misses from point blank range. Warner, long pass down and forward to Waldersdorf. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good, and it goes out of bounds up over the glass. But out of play. But Trevor Waldersdorf can't connect there. Here comes Kaiser out of the ball game now. And coming into the ball game is going to be Kyle Lindberg for the defenders. 10-5 is the score. Dort has got the early lead over Hastings tonight in men's college basketball. There's Dane Bacon back into the ball game now for Hastings. Bacon has got it. He cranks up a 3-pointer. Shot good. Dane Bacon, the product out of Kearney, buries one from just to the left of the lane. And just like that, the Broncos back to within 2 points. 10-8 is the score. There's Lindberg now. Catchy. Right wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Severs. The shot is up there and in. Severs against Lena. The score is there. It's a 12-8 ball game now. The Dort defenders with a lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Alex there. Reverses it. He comes to the near side. That's going to be Hamburger down in the corner. Down to Bacon. Bounce pass back to Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hamburger knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Severs. Out of Warner to Capci into the forecourt to Warner. He nearly lost control of the ball. He flips it over here to Capci, who puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass down to Waldersdorf, now to Lindberg, down in the corner. Picked up there by Marvin. Lindberg drives it, spins, puts up a shot, no good. He's fouling the play. Marvin is going to pick up the personal foul here for the Broncos. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on Hastings in the early minutes of this ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be Kyle Lindberg for Dort. Lindberg is a 54% foul shooter on the season. So Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line here for the defenders, and his first shot is up there. It's going to be good. Lindberg is averaging 7.2 points per ball game for Dort. He's a 6'6" junior from Margate, Florida. Marvin is going to check out of the ball game. Coming back in there will be Brent Wells. Hastings down by 5 points early in this one. It is 13-8. Here comes the second shot by Lindberg. It is up there and in, so he hits a pair of free throws. 14-8 is the score now. There's a long-range jumper by Bacon from the corner. It's up and in. His second three that he has nailed in the ball game. 14-11. The Broncos back to within three. Warner works it inside. There's a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Jordan Vogel. Hastings with a rebound. Bacon down the near sideline. They get it to Lohman. Now to Bacon. Another three-pointer put up there. That's off of the mark. Going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Hamburger grabs it. Down to third at the free throw line. Alex Thayer backs it on out. There's Bacon with the ball. Bacon gets to the Hamburger inside now. They get it to Dylan Flynn. He puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Long rebound comes out here to Thayer. Hastings with a third chance, and now we've got a whistle. And we have got to They're going to put some time back up on the shot clock. They're going to reset the shot clock to 24 seconds. And Hastings College will have to play things in here on the near sideline. So 11:40 to play. 11:40 to play here in the first half. It's 14-11. Hastings with a three-point deficit, but the Broncos have the ball here. Alex Thayer moves it over to Bacon, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bacon bounce pass. That's Jake Hamburger. Shot is up there, and a nice play. Jake Hamburger scores for Hastings on the assist from Dane Bacon, and the Broncos are back within one, 14-13. Austin Kapchi with the ball out here in three-point territory. Phil Lindbergh, double team. Now to Kapchi, cranks up the three-pointer. That one rims off, no good. Offensive rebound, Vogel. Vogel out here in three-point territory. Now to Warner. Comes across the top to Kapchi. Kapchi looking. Now to Warner. Back to Kapchi. He cranks up a three-pointer. Shot good. Austin Kapchi hitting the three-pointer for the Dort defenders. Now 17-13. Dort with a four-point lead. Here's Thayer with the ball. Some contact. Left side of the lane. We have got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Jordan Vogel. That's going to be his first. Jordan Vogel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the defenders. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game for Hastings. That's going to be Alex Thayer going to the bench. Dane Bacon will play things in. Dylan Flynn on the baseline. Dylan Flynn spins in the lane, puts a man in the air, can't go for the shot. Now a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings, their second turnover of this first half. Now to 10:48 to play. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Cliff Warner with a ball now for the Dort defenders. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. As they get it to Nathan Rindles, who's into the ball game for the first time. Now Cliff Warner. Kathy outside, drives it. Bounce pass goes down low. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Vogel on a reverse layup, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be your second. And now Jordan Vogel goes to the free throw line for Dort. He's a 66% foul shooter on the season. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Dort is out to a 17-13 lead over Hastings with 10:27 to play in the first half. Jordan Vogel will have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there. It's good. End of the ball game is going to be Kaiser. Also coming in, Severs for Dort. Marvin checks in for Hastings College. 18-13. Dort onto a five-point lead. And it's going to be Jordan Vogel toying the mark for his second free throw. As Vogel waits at this charity stripe, here comes a shot. It's up there. That one is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells has got it. Down to the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Down to Wells. He drives it to the hole. Jump pass out here to Hamburger. Down in the corner. Bacon for three. Shot is up there and in. Three-pointers for Dane Bacon here in the first half of play. 18-16. Hastings back within 2 points. Here's the Rindles with the ball. Now for Dort in their offensive zone to Vogel. He comes outside to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser bounce pass inside to Severs with his back to the basket. Severs goes up for a little left-handed hook shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Jake Hamburger to Dane Bacon into the forecourt. Now to Jake. Jake spins at the free throw line. Kicks it out here on the near side. That's Carson Bloom out to Hamburger. Inside down to Marvin. Back out to Bloom. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. 19-18, Hastings College down with a one-point lead. It's raining three balls here in the past couple of minutes. Broncos down with a one-point lead with 9.5 minutes to go. Here's Rendles with the ball. Rendles down to Vogel into the forecourt. Long three-pointer from the deep left corner. Shot up and in. Sean Kaiser nails the tray from the deep left corner. And Dort back out to a two-point lead now at 21-19. There comes Hastings back with the ball. Carson Bloom trots it into the offensive scoring zone as Dort stays with a man-to-man defense. Carson Bloom goes to the far sideline to Bacon. Bacon dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Lobs it back out here to Carson Bloom. Bloom now to Hamburger to Bacon. Back to Carson near side. Lobs it now to Marvin. Spins. Goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Vogel. Jordan Vogel has got it now for Dort. Off to Rindles. Flips it away to Kachi. Kachi here on the near sideline. Sends it down in the corner to a Rindles. Rindles picked up by Carson Bloom. Gets away, drives the baseline, spins, puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be coming out here. It's going to be picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger drives it to the hole. The shot is up and in. Ball came bouncing out. A couple of guys had their hands on it. Comes rolling out here. Jake Hamburger just takes it near the 10-second line and drives it the rest of the way and scores it. Hamburger now with 5 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Now the ball knocked loose, picked up by Hastings. Long pass down to Ford. It's going to be out of bounds. That's last touchdown there by Jordan Vogel as he tried to chase it down there for the defenders. So Hastings will get a break. They will play things in from underneath their own basket. We are tied up at 21 points apiece. 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. It's going to be Brady Lohman inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lohman looking, comes out to a Bacon. Dane Bacon dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the far side, and the Broncos turn it away. Bloom wasn't looking for it. It's picked up there by Cliff Warner as he runs her back the other way. Third turnover on Hastings. Severs with the ball. He spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's good. Chris Severs scores. Severs and Vogel both at 6'7", having a lot of success. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be good by Bacon, but it won't count. A shot off of the baseline as Bacon goes up for the acrobatic shot there. It won't count as Sean Kaiser is going to be hit with a personal foul before the shot. So they wave off the basket. That's going to be Lohman inbounding the ball from right side. Marvin gets it back down to Lohman from the corner. His shot good. Brady Lohman inbounding the ball, and they got it right back to him. He nails it from the corner. Hastings College with a lead, 24-23 with 7:45 to play here in the first half. Dorn has got it on the wing on the far side. It's off with a knee of Cliff Warner. Good defensive pressure out there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Warner had a bounce off of his knees, out of bounds. That's four turnovers on Dorton in the ballgame. Hastings College down with a one-point lead, 24-23. Here's Carson Bloom into the forecourt. Moves it on the high post. That's Marvin. Marvin down to Lohman from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's good. Brady Lohman has got 7 points in the ballgame. Dane Bacon has got nine. Hastings with a three-point lead, 26-23 over the 13th-ranked team in the country. The Dort defender is here tonight. Here's Warner with the ball picked up by Bloom. Moves it down on the baseline. His pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Zach Lena. They had the double teamed on Warner and he turns it away. That's five turnovers now on Dort. Hastings with a three-point lead in the basketball. Zach Lena has got it. Zach Lena dribbles inside the free throw circle down the lane. Kicks it out here to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wallerstorff. Wallerstorff down to Warner. Into the forecourt. Wide open down in the corner. Beaver. His three-pointer is put up there. No good. Weak side rebound. Chris Severs has got it. Back out here to Beaver. Open again for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Reese Beaver scores there for the Dort defenders. And we're now tied up at 26 points apiece. With 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Jake Marvin has got a bounce pass to Zach Lena. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the shot. No good. Lena grabs the rebound. Lena puts another man in the air. Jump pass comes out on top. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Wallerstorff. He runs her back the other way for the Dort defenders. Dort can pull ahead here with a field goal. Lindbergh now to Beaver again. Beaver sends it over to Warner. Bounce pass inside to Severs. He drives the ball, just runs over a man. It's going to be an offensive charging foul. Severs just took off and ran right over Jake Marvin in the lane. And Chris Severs is hit with an offensive charging foul. Good job there by Jake Marvin taking a hit. Taking one from the team, so to speak. 6:09 to play here in the first half. Hastings and Dort tied up at 26 points apiece. It's going to be Hastings coming back with the basketball now. It's going to be Alex Thayer who's back into the ball game for the Broncos. Gets it to Bacon, now to Lohman. Brady Lohman brings it back to Bacon. Right side, bounce pass down low. They get it to Zach Lena, back out to Dane for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and Alex Thayer comes down with it. Back out to Dane Bacon, comes across the top, now to Lohman. Brady Lohman, back out to Alex Thayer. 25 feet away from the basket, now to Lohman, back out to Thayer. Swings it right side to Bacon. Dribble penetration toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out again. Thayer's got the ball. Thayer moves it down to Wells. His pass across the lane is going to be off of the fingertips of Bacon out of bounds. So Hastings doing the job on the boards there but could not finish. 5.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Hastings College and Dort tied up at 26 points apiece. And Dort has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Hastings College now going to flash a little zone of the defenders here for the first time tonight. Beaver has got the ball. Beaver to the far sideline, out of Warner. Comes back to Beaver down in the corner. The Lindbergh entry pass to get it inside to Wallerstorff. His fall-away jumper in the lane, good. Trevor Wallerstorff scoring in the lane. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Dort now with a two-point lead, 28-26. Hastings with the ball. Lohman goes over to Thayer on the deep wing right side. Now Lohman out here in three-point territory as Brady directs a little traffic. to the far sideline. That's Alex there. Gets it back to Lohman. Lohman puts a man in the air down to the baseline and shots up and in. Brady Lohman now with 9 points. Dane Bacon has got 9. The Broncos are tied up with Dort, 28 points apiece. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. First foul on Wells. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. So 28-28 is the score. Neither team able to break away. Dort had a 5-point lead early at 10-5, but this one has been a hotly contested ball game so far. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline to Waldersdorf. His shot is up and in as Waldersdorf leans in and gets the field goal. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 30-28, Broncos down by 2. Hastings with the ball. There's Alex Thayer. Woolman dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now here in the wing, his shot is up and in. Woolman buries another one. He's got 11 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 30 points apiece. Lindberg with the ball now for Dort. Bombs it back out here to a Cliff Warner, and he'll set things up. Hastings will stay with a 2-3 zone defense here. Over to Beaver on the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner to Lindberg. Brings it back to Beaver on the wing. Beaver looking to penetrate. Gets it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass to the far side. That's going to be Warner trying to penetrate. The ball's taken away. Taken away by Bacon of Hastings. Down the near sideline to Thayer. Thayer down in the baseline to Wells. Jump pass out on top. Lohman for a 3. Count it! And a timeout's going to be called by Dort. Grady Lohman with 14 points here in the first half of play as he buries a 3-pointer from the wing on the right side. Give the assist there to Brent Wells. Hastings with a 3-point lead. We've got a timeout. 3:43 to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 33, Dort 30.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead, 33-30 over Dort here tonight. Hastings College women picking up the win in the opener over the Dort defenders by the score of 73-65. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco athletes, Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Nebraska tonight losing to Ohio State 70-44. Creighton had a 42-39 lead over Illinois State at halftime. Other scores from women's play earlier tonight. It was Briarcliff beating Mount Marty 86-72. Hastings over Dort 73-65. Dakota Wesleyan 75, Midland 65. Number one ranked Concordia beat 8th-ranked Northwestern 71-68. Morningside 65, Nebraska Wesleyan 50. Here's Dort with the ball. Warner has got it now. Out here in three-point territory as the Broncos go back to their man-to-man defense. There's Kapchi. His three-pointers put up there and down through the hole. Austin Kapchi hits his second three-pointer of the ball game, and we're tied up at 33 points apiece now. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Wells tries to hand the ball away. Deflected away by Warner. It's picked up by Thayer. Now Thayer is out of bounds. Ball was deflected away by Warner. Thayer picks it up down in the corner and then was trapped down there. He's gone for being out of bounds, so Dort will play things in. Turnover Hastings, that's their fourth of the ball game. And now Dort with a chance to pull ahead here as Warner brings the ball in the offensive zone, goes over to Waldersdorf. Now to Warner again. Here's a Kapchi with the ball. Near sideline to Tyler Waldersdorf. Far sideline to Warner. Cranks up the three. Ball over Lohman. Good. Cliff Warner, he's a 44% bouncer, 44% three-point shooter. In fact, he's number one in the conference in three-pointers made. He knocks that baby down to give Dort a three-point lead, 36-33. Lohman now on the dribble, sends it down in the corner. Thayer for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down. It's going to be picked up here by Jordan Vogel. For the Dort defenders, to Waldersdorf into the forecourt. Outside again to Jordan Vogel. Now to Cliff Warner. Kapchi has got it on the near sideline. Kapchi now to Warner. As Hastings again flashing a little zone here at the Dort defenders to give them a kind of a little different look here on this offensive possession. Out to Warner. Kapchi moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Waldersdorf with the ball, trying to drive it against Wells. Gets rid of it now to Vogel. Out to Kapchi again. 9 seconds on the shot clock. To Warner. Inside, they get it to Vogel. A shot from the free throw line. Dances around there. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells now to Thayer into the forecourt to Lohman. Cranks up the three ball. Shot good. Brady Lohman was 17. And the Broncos have tied up with Dort at 36 points apiece. Here's a Cliff Warner with a ball. Now a foul is going to be called as Warner got rid of it. Got into the hands of Waldersdorf. And Hamburger trying to poke the ball away. Picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Second foul and Jake Hamburger. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. 1:49 to play here in the first half. Lindberg back in. Seavers back in for Dort. Bacon is going to come in for Hastings College. And going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor Waldersdorf. He has got 8 points in the ball game here for Dort. Waldersdorf, a 61% foul shooter in the season coming in here. So Trevor Waldersdorf will toe the mark here for the Dort defenders, a senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Waldersdorf will have one more. It's now 37-36. The Dort defenders with a one-point lead. Waldersdorf standing at the free throw line. He'll get another shot here as he bounces the ball a few times, throws it up there. This is going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Lindberg. Lindberg comes out on top. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Lohman. He races the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman now with 19 points in the ball game, all in the first half when the Broncos have the lead. 38-37 over Dort. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Kapchi has got the ball. Kapchi now to Warner. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Waldersdorf. Ball high above his head. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles into the paint. Can't put up a shot. Kapchi, top of the key. Swings it right side down to Lindberg. He drives it down to the baseline against Wells. Still can't put up a shot. Kapchi back out on top now. Moves it to the elbow. Left side of the shot is up and in. Austin Kapchi scoring there. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 39-38. Dort has got a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Brady Lohman has got it here. On the near sideline. Comes out between the circles now to Alex Thayer. Picked up by Warner. Brings it back to Lohman here on the near side. Back out between the circles again to Wells. His pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Wells underneath the bucket there to Thayer. Thayer gets it away to Marvin and shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scoring there on the assist from Alex Thayer. Broncos reclaim the lead at 40-39 with 40 seconds to play. Waldersdorf free throw line extended left side down to Kapchi. Kapchi holds the ball there against Bacon. Bounce pass inside to Seavers. He wheels, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jake Marvin. Hometown fans don't agree with that one. Marvin picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos as the big guy Chris Seavers just kind of forces his way toward the basket there. And picks up the personal foul. Picks up his personal foul in Jake Marvin. So here's Seavers to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Seavers, a 65% foul shooter coming in here. He's now 45 out of 68 from the charity stripe this season. And now we're tied up at 40 points apiece with 32 seconds to play in this first half. Chris Seavers will have one more shot here. 6'7" for the Dort defenders. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. So Seavers hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos now are trailing Dort by a score of 41-40. Here come the Broncos up the floor. We'll see if Lance wants to play for the final shot here this first half. Bringing the ball up is going to be Alex Thayer for Hastings. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball out here just across the 10-second line. We're down to 19 seconds to play. Alex Thayer on the dribble against the Cliff Warner. Gets away, dribbles across the free throw line to the far sideline now with 13 seconds to play. They're directing some traffic out here in three-point territory. The Broncos down by 1 point. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman at the elbow. Bombs it down low. Marvin grabs it. Marvin underneath the basket. Flips it away to Wells. And that is going to be the end of the first half of play. The Broncos do not get their shot away here in the first half of play. But a very competitive first half. Hastings and Dort locking up in men's college basketball action here tonight. The Dort defenders with the lead over Hastings at halftime. It's Dort 41, Hastings 40. We'll have more after this.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
All right, back at halftime of our men's ball game here tonight. Hastings College trailing Dort by a score of 41-40. We'll get you some halftime numbers coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But to spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Her Broncos pick up a win tonight over Dort, 73-65. And coach, the offensive woes, we kind of talked about it in the pregame show. They went bye-bye in this ball game. A pretty good offensive show for you guys today.
Yeah, you know, we knocked down some shots, but I think the biggest difference was, you know, we talked all week about just being patient offensively and making sure that we're taking quality shots and shots that are high-percentage shots rather than just, you know, the first open shot that we get. And, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job of being patient at times and other times really attacking that zone press. You know, we were able to score a few times in transition, and that obviously always helps. And then you know, like I said, we hit some open shots, and it was a good night for us offensively overall. I thought, you know, we turned the ball over 7 times in the first half, and then 9 in the second. And although that's still too many, it's less than we have been turning the ball over recently. And so you know, that there's improvement there, and we just need to continue to value the ball.
Hastings shooting 45% for the ball game tonight in the women's contest, 38% from three-point territory. Maybe the huge stat on the first ball game was a rebounding edge of 38-23 over Dort tonight. Dort, a much taller team. We were concerned about the height coming in, but you guys did a great job on the boards tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That was an area of concern for us, obviously. You know, they're oversized. Definitely way bigger than we were on our, you know, in our front line, and even our guards, they are bigger than our guards. And so, you know, we really stressed that, and I told, you know, the kids we were going to have to really crash the boards and box out. And I felt like we did overall, we did a pretty good job of that. I thought there was a couple, you know, spurts where we let them get an offensive rebound on a free throw and a couple blunders like that. But overall, I thought we did a really good job on the boards.
Had a 37-32 lead at halftime, then open up the second half on a 14-7 run to kind of give you guys some breathing room, and we're never really threatened after that. Talk about the first couple of minutes of the second half.
You know, that was a huge change for us because we've really been struggling the first 5 minutes right out after halftime. And so it's kind of been something that we've talked about again a little bit in the last, you know, couple weeks is trying to get off to better starts in the second half. And you know, we took, you know, a couple shots early that I thought were maybe a little quick, but we were able to get stops on the other end. And that obviously makes a huge difference.
Cammie Brunkman tonight continues to perform well. Another 21 points and 8 rebounds for you tonight. She's kind of taking this team over, hasn't she?
Well, you know, Cammie's like I've been saying, she's doing a really good job of understanding where her shots are going to come from, and you know, the fact that she attacks with her left hand all the time is something that confuses defenses because she's right-handed, she shoots right-handed, but she's a really good driver left, and you know, she's been shooting the ball better from the perimeter. And when you have a dual threat like that, you know, you're gonna, it's obviously a lot harder to guard. And so she's doing a good job of mixing it up and being unpredictable. And you know, she's kind of been our main scoring mainstay, if you will, for several games.
At Hastings College, winning in the opener tonight, 73-65 over the Dort defenders. Went with a little bit different of a lineup in the second half of play. And you got some production out of some people tonight that we haven't seen all year long.
Yeah, you know, Abby Jackson has done we've been playing her a little bit in the backup point guard position the last couple games, and she's done a really good job. You know, Abby's undersized, but she's a really good athlete, and she kind of comes in and just takes care of business and is a really good on-ball defender. And Frankie Peterson's been playing really well, too. You know, she's she's a really good rebounder, and Frankie's really smart. She understands the game, and so she just gives us a couple of things that you know, sometimes we struggle in those areas, and she's just done a really good job of kind of stepping in and playing a really solid role.
When we saw Frankie Peterson last year, she scores 12 points here tonight. That's her season high for this year. She finally steps up and gets some playing time and puts the ball down through the hole, something you guys need, a little offensive production off of the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she went 8 for 8 from the free throw line. And so, you know, Frankie, she's our highest percentage free throw shooter. And so when she gets to the line, it obviously is a good thing because she usually can knock them down. And, you know, she's kind of coming into her own too a little bit, understanding kind of what we need from her as a team, and just kind of filling in roles, like I said, that may just in areas where we need somebody to kind of step up, and she's done a really good job of that. And then obviously, you know, Hallie Bauer and you know, she's been playing pretty consistently a role for us, and again tonight she came in and did a good job, I felt like. And you know, those younger kids are becoming more and more comfortable with the college game and kind of making some adjustments. And I can tell, you know, they're a lot more comfortable in those situations that early in the season they struggled with.
Are you still searching for players to kind of fill roles? We're 18 games into the season. Are you still searching? Or?
Yeah, well, I think offensively, like we've talked about before, the inconsistency has created kind of confusion about, you know, what does the team need from me. And so I feel like as we've had a couple people step up, you know, Cammy Bruckman and you know, even Brittany Wong consistently offensively, it helps everybody else kind of know too, you know, what role they need to fulfill, and maybe we're getting that figured out a little bit, but again, you know, it goes back to the ball was going in the hole today.
I was going to ask this earlier tonight, but has this been a little tougher to mold this team than you thought it would be?
Yeah, I think it has, and that comes from just, you know, the different style that we're playing. We're trying to push it and play fast, and I think that's always kind of, there's a chemistry aspect to that, you know, reading each other and understanding where each other's going to be, and then also kind of figuring out, you know, who's going to get shots where. And And I think it's been a challenge because we've had some inconsistency, and so that's kind of something that we've talked about lately that we're really looking for is just consistent play and playing within themselves and not trying to do things they can't do, but just, you know, doing the things that they do well. And if everybody's doing that, you know, eventually, you know, we'll be fine.
Hastings sitting now at 9-9 on the scene. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. You sneak back up to the 500 mark in the conference. So, like I said, a lot of games to be played. Your team might get the spark that we need now after picking up a pretty good win here tonight.
Sure, sure. Obviously, you know, the GPAC is tough. Every game, you know, you have a chance of winning it maybe and a chance of losing it. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a stretch where they're all going to be challenges, and yet, you know, hopefully, you know, we compete in every one and guard and rebound and do all those little things that keep us in the games, and we'll see what happens. I think our kids are excited, you know, to get back into GPAC play, and it was exciting to play at home tonight. We haven't been home for about a month, so I think our kids were really, you know, just excited to be playing here and to play in front of their home crowd, and they did a good job.
Didn't have to direct you down to the locker room before the game. You guys knew where to go tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, it's always a good thing when you know where your locker room is, and, you know, you don't have to spend several hours in a bus or a van getting there. So
we're on the road this weekend, however. We go to Yankton to play Mount Marty. Just a quick peek on them.
Yeah, you know, Mount Marty's, they're a good team. They're a good, solid team. They play good, you know, good defense, and they have some kids that can score it, and they're always tough at home. So it'll be a challenge, and you know, we'll enjoy this one, and then we'll get back to work and get ready for Mount Marty.
I think when you were here before, we took one of our better teams to Yankton and didn't have a very good performance up there. So yeah, it is a tough place to play.
It's a tough place to play. They're always really good at home. So
all right,
we'll definitely have our hands full.
We'll see you Saturday. Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, they win tonight over the Dort Defenders at 73-65. Cammy Bruckman led the way tonight, 21 points. She misses a double-double with 8 rebounds. As Kerry mentioned, Brittany Wong with 14 points, Frankie Peterson with 12, and Chelsea Morton had 10 points. The lead to Broncos Hastings now 9-9 on the women's side of things. And the Broncos go to 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're at halftime with a men's game here tonight. The Broncos trailing the Dort Defenders by the score of 41-40. We'll come back and check the first half stats. We come back to the Osborne Sports Complex in 1 minute.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 41-40 is their score at halftime. The Dort Defenders out on top of Hastings College. At the break, Dort in the first half of play hit 15 out of 24 for 62%. Hastings College able to knock down 16 out of 35 shots for 45%. Dort was 5 out of 7 from beyond the arc for 71%. Hastings 7 out of 13 for 53%. The Broncos on free throws tonight, 1 out of 2 for 50%. Dort in the first half, 6 out of 10 for 60%. The rebounds, Dort holding his slim edge, 16 to 15 over Hastings, but the Broncos leading in the offensive end, 6 to 3. The Broncos have turned the ball over 6 times so far here in the basketball game. Dort, they have got 8 turnovers. Hastings has got no block shots and 5 steals. Dort has got no block shots and 3 steals. Again, Hastings is trailing the Dort Defenders here in halftime by a score of 41-40. Scoring in the first half of play for Dort, they are being led by Trevor Walderstorff. He has got 9 points in the basketball game. He's got 4 field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Austin Katchi has got 8 points. He's knocked down a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal for his 8. Chris Severs off the bench. He's hit 3 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 8 points. Jordan Vogel has got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Reese Beaver has hit a 3-pointer for 3 points in the first half. Cliff Warner, their leading scorer, has been held to only 3 points tonight and a 3-pointer. Sean Kaiser has knocked down a tray for 3 points. Kyle Lindberg has got a couple of free throws and 2 points for Dort. Brady Ullman is leading Hastings. He has got 19 points here at halftime. How's this for numbers? Ullman is 8 out of 9 from the field, 3 out of 3 from 3-point territory. Ullman with 19 points to lead Hastings here in the first half. Dane Bacon has knocked down 3 3-pointers. He's got 9. Jake Hamburger with a couple of field goals, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Carson Bloom has nailed a tray for his only points in the first half. Jake Marvin has got a field goal for 2. Dylan Flynn, a field goal and 2 points. Hastings trailing Dort at halftime. The score is 41-40. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco basketball.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the second half. Northwestern and Concordia playing tonight. Northwestern with a lead at halftime, 52-28. Dort has got the ball to begin the second half. There's a three-pointer put up by Kapchi. It's an air ball, no good, but an offensive rebound. Trevor Waldersdorf, and he lays it in. Waldersdorf just happened to be Johnny on the spot there as the air ball came in there. Waldersdorf gets the offensive board and the put back. Dort has now got a three-point lead over Hastings, 43-40. Broncos shooting to our basket to our right. Brady Lohman absolutely on fire in the first half. 19 points for Hastings. There's Dane Bacon, a backdoor cutter. Shot is up and in. Bacon scores on a pass from Carson Bloom. Hastings back within 1 point, 43-42. Lindbergh has got the ball now to Waldersdorf. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. They play both man and zone so far in this ball game. Cliff Warner has got the ball. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's Waldersdorf. There's a backdoor cut to Lindbergh. Shot no good. And we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. Personal foul is going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. So Northwestern is out on top of Concordia, 52-28 at halftime. Briar Cliff and Mount Marty, they're tied up at 38 points apiece in men's college basketball action tonight in the GPAC. Going to the free throw line, Kyle Lindbergh. He's got 2 points in the ball game on a couple of free throws. Lindbergh's shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. 44-42. This Dort basketball team was just a few seconds away from advancing to the Final Four of the national tournament a season ago down in Point Lookout, Missouri. They had their top 10 scorers back from that team. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. Now Lindbergh hits a pair of free throws, and Dort down with a three-point lead, 45-42. The biggest lead of the ball game is getting 5 points. That was Dort back there at 10-5. Very competitive ball game here tonight. Brady Lohman has got a deep wing on the right side. Lohman drives the ball toward the hoop. His shot is up there. There's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Lindbergh was matched up with Lohman as Lohman took the ball to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Dort. It's going to go on Trevor Waldersdorf. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on the defenders. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman, number two in the conference in free throw percentage at 86%. He's 57 out of 66 in the free throw line this year. His shot is up there. It's no good. Brady has missed a few here in the last couple of weeks. Normally he is Mr. Automatic. He is money in the bank from the free throw line. Now 57 out of 67 from the line here this season. As Lohman throws up another one, it's going to be up and in. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings back to within 2 points, 45-43. Lindbergh will inbound the ball. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Lindbergh will bring things up against Lohman. Lindbergh on the dribble, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Lohman puts a little shoulder into him, but no foul called there. Bounce pass goes to the far side to Waldersdorf. Now to Katsi as he puts it on the floor and dribbles to the wing here on the left side. Katsi hands it away. Two-handed pass back out on top to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf pulls up, shoots a shot from the elbow. Good. Trevor Waldersdorf scoring there. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. It is 47-43. Dort has got the lead. We're about 2 minutes into the second half here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lohman, rainbow pass to the near side to Bloom. His bounce pass is going to be kicked as they try to send it inside to Flynn. And the ball was kicked there. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Hastings College proud to have Mary Lanning Healthcare on board and presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Hastings will play it into Flynn. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn in the lane. Dylan Flynn with 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within two. 47-45. Here comes Cliff Warner with the ball now for Dort. Goes over to our Kapchi. To Lindbergh. Now to Waldersdorf. Here's Warner. Top of the key. A three-pointer. Throwing up there is good, and he's fouled into play. Cliff Warner throws up an off-balance three-pointer from the top of the key there for the Dort defenders, and he is fouled into play by Carson Bloom of Hastings. So potential at a four-point play. Carson's going to check out of the ballgame. Here comes Alex Thayer back in there. 50-45. Hastings down by 5 points now as Jake Hamburger is going to check in there as well for Brent Wells. So this matches the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Dort defenders at 5 points after Cliff Warner hits an off-balance three-pointer from the top of the key, and he was fouled into play by Carson Bloom of Hastings. So Warner's free throw is up there and in, a four-point play. And now the Dort defenders have a 51-45 advantage here with 17:42 to play in the basketball game. Hastings comes back. Here's Alex Thayer on the deep wing on the right side behind the screen from Flynn. there, dribbling down the lane, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Alex Thayer, the freshman out of Superior, Nebraska, scoring there for Hastings College. Here's a Kapchi with the ball. On the wing on the right side to Lindbergh, top of the circle. Lindbergh brings it back to Kapchi. Out of the far sideline, Waldersdorf. Here's Warner. Looked at the three-pointer, but right in his face, right in his grill defensively is Alex Thayer. Waldersdorf dribbling in the lane, puts up an off-balance shot and scores. Waldersdorf scoring there for Hastings College. Here comes Thayer with the ball, and he throws it out of bounds. Thayer trying to bring her down the left sideline. He cut it toward the hole, and he threw it out of bounds. I think he said he was a freshman out of Superior, actually a sophomore out of Superior, and Alex Thayer. 53-47 is the score. Dort has got a six-point lead. Again, this match is their biggest lead of the ball game. Hastings needs to come up with some defensive stops here in the second half. Waldersdorf has got it on the wing on the left side to Kapchi. Kapchi, top of the key, bounce pass goes inside to Severs, and back outside to Waldersdorf. He takes off, drives it, dishes off. We got a foul call, an offensive foul, charging foul. Tyler Waldersdorf drove it toward the hole, and he tried to dish it off to Trevor Waldersdorf. And Tyler is hit with an offensive charging foul. That's three fouls on him. 53-47 is the score. Dort is out on top of Hastings tonight in men's college basketball. 16:35 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Dane Bacon. To Brady Lohman for the Broncos. Lohman at the top of the key sends it to Hamburger. Now to Flynn. He spins and puts up a shot of receivers and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 6 points in the ball game. Three field goals for Dylan. 53-49. Hastings is down by 4 points. Kapchi goes inside to Severs. He goes up there. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound Waldersdorf. His shot no good. Partially deflected and a foul is called. Dylan Flynn working hard inside. Picks up a personal foul for his efforts. And now that's three fouls on Flynn. Hastings can ill afford to get their post players in foul trouble tonight because of the size of Dort, in particular Jordan Vogel and Chris Severs. This is Tyler Waldersdorf. He goes to the free throw line down for Sioux Center, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Tyler Waldersdorf misses on his first free throw attempt here tonight. Dylan Flynn comes out. Here comes Bacon into the ballgame. 53-49. Dort has got a four-point lead over Hastings. The Defenders, the 13th-ranked team in the country this week. Waldersdorf's next shot is up there. It's good. 54-49. Hastings down by five here. Here's Bacon. Goes over to Jake Hamburger on the far sideline. Hamburger comes across the top, now to Lohman. Lohman lit him up for 19 points in the first half of play. Alex Thayer with the ball to the wing on the left side, now to Dane Bacon. Now to the top of the key, that's Thayer. Inside to Lohman, dribbles right to left across the lane. His passing can be intercepted. Intercepted by Waldersdorf, now to Warner. Eighth turnover on Hastings College. Here's Kapchi. Now they get it to Sean Kaiser, who's into the ball game. His pass is going to be deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Thayer. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul called in backcourt on Waldersdorf. That's going to be his fourth. And now Waldersdorf will have to come out of there. Coming into the ball game is going to be Lindbergh. Also coming in will be Nathan Rindles. Checking out is going to be Trevor Waldersdorf. So the Waldersdorf brothers will come out of the ball game now for Dort. 54-49. Hastings down by 5 points. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Brady Lohman over to Dane Bacon. Fakes the three. Bounce pass left side of the lane. Jake Marvin has got it. He leans in, backs up, bounces off of a defender, kicks it out here to Thayer for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hands it away down to Warner. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Lindbergh down the near sideline. Spins at the elbow. Comes out here to Kaiser. Kaiser down low to Severs. A shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Fouled there by Jake Marvin of Hastings. Marvin picks up his third personal foul. Dylan Flynn's already got three. And now Chris Severs to the free throw line. Out of the scorer's table, Zach Lena is going to come down. He'll check in here for the Broncos at the next opportunity. Chris Severs to the free throw line. He is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Men's college basketball earlier tonight, Ohio State beat Nebraska 70-44. Huskers playing their first Big Ten conference game of the season in Columbus tonight. The Buckeyes take care of the Huskers 70-44. Here comes the next shot by Chris Severs. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there. It is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now a 55-49 ball game. A 6-point lead again for Dort. This matches their biggest lead of the contest. Alex there on the wing on the right side to Brady Lohman. Lohman moves to his left, lobs it inside to Zach Lina underneath the basket. A shot, no good. He draws the personal foul. Chris Severs is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. They're going to send Zach Lina to the free throw line. Zach so far has not scored. He's a 76% foul shooter in the season. He is 35 out of 46 in the free throw line. So Zach Lina to the free throw line here for the Broncos, averaging 8 points per ball game. 55-49. Dort has got a 6-point lead. Shot from the line, no good. Hastings College is second in the conference in free throw percentage at 72%, trailing only Doan, who's hitting 74% of their foul shots. Zach Lina, his second shot coming up here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Rindles. Rindles has got it for Dort. Just under 15 minutes to play here in the ball game. Cliff Warner has got it now out in three-point territory. Runs the offense. They get it over there to Rindles. Now they reverse the ball to Lindbergh. Over here on the wing left side, the Kaiser, the ball poked away, but it's picked up by Cliff Warner out here in three-point territory. Now to Rindles again, bounce past to Severs. Lena right behind him, trying to hold him out of there. Severs has to get rid of it. He does. Out on top, it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thayer. He drives it back. Now to Lohman, a shot good. Lohman scores. He gets the field goal, but a play made there by Alex Thayer. That's the ninth turnover on the Dort defenders, and Hastings back to within 4 points at 55-51. Here's Lindbergh with Lohman right in his grill defensively. Back out here, that's Sean Kaiser with the ball. Now to Lindbergh. Again, Lohman right in his face. Lindbergh looking to drive it. Can't do it. Now he does. Takes it down on the baseline toward Hamburger. His shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is called. A foul here will go on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be his third personal foul. So now going to the free throw line is going to be Kyle Lindbergh. He is 4 out of 4 from the line here tonight. 54% foul shooter in the season. So Lindbergh will go to the stripe here for the Dort defenders. Hastings doing everything they can to hold these big guys out of there. Down from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Lindbergh. There comes Brandon Krause out of the ball game now for Hastings. Or Brandon Krause is going to check in. Jake Hamburger will come to the bench. Now Lindbergh back to the free throw line. It's 56-51. Hastings is down by 5 points with 13:59 to play. Next shot is up there. It is good. So again, a 6-point lead, 57-51. Dort out on top. The defenders are 13-3 on the season. Hastings at 13-4. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Lindbergh. That's turnover number 9 on Hastings. Lindbergh's going to drive it against Krause down to the baseline. Can't go for the shot. Now to Katsi. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Stops there. Goes to Lindbergh on the wing on the right side. Now hands it away to Rindles. Rindles back outside to Warner. Inside now to Lindbergh. And a foul is going to be called again. Brandon Krause is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Brandon Krause picks up the personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. And now it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball as they get it into Lindbergh down in the corner, back outside to Katsi. Hits shot for 3, is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Severs goes back up his shot, no good, and he's going to be fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So that's going to send big old Chris Severs to the free throw line again for Dort. Severs, 6'7", a senior out of Huxley, Iowa. Looks like a big old defensive lineman as he goes to the stripe here. Chris Severs, 3 out of 4 from the stripe so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Chris Severs with 9 points in the ball game. 13:25 to play in the contest. Hastings trailing Dort by the score of 57-51. Dylan Flynn back down to the scorer's table here for Hastings. He wants to check in. Next shot from Severs. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out to the far sideline. Kapti saves it right into the hands of Severs. Out of Rindles into the offensive zone here. As they get it to Lindbergh, to Katsi. Back outside to get it to Rindles. Now to the far sideline. To Warner. Out on top, it's going to go to Lindbergh as they dump it down low to Severs again. He's going to be fouled into play again. This time, the guilty party is going to be Alex Thayer. That's going to be the first foul on Alex Thayer. And Severs back to the free throw line now for Dort. We're down to 13-11 to play in the ball game. 57-51. Dort has got a 6-point lead over Hastings. Shot from the line by Severs is up and in. So Dort now getting to the free throw line here in the second half and knocking down some charity tosses. They build a 7-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game now. It's 58-51. We have got Marvin, or it's going to be Dylan Flynn back into the ballgame. Next shot is up there. It's good by Severs. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame, and this is the biggest lead of the night for Dort, 59-51, with 13-11 to play in the ballgame. Vogel comes back into the ballgame now for Dort. The defenders attacking in backcourt. Hastings with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Broncos need to get something going offensively here early in this second half of play. Carson Bloom comes over to Bacon on the wing on the right side. Now to Dylan Flynn. Flynn dribbles with the ball. Gets rid of it now to Brendan Krause. He pulls up from the elbow. Right side. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Krause tips the ball. Picked up by Flynn. He goes for the hole. No good. Tap try is up there. No good. Rebound comes out. It's going to be picked up here by Rindles. He runs her back. 3-on-1. Nice pass to Katsi. Is that good? Austin Katsi scores here. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. And Lance wants to call a timeout as Dort has opened up a 10-point lead. The Dort defenders with a 10-point lead with 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ballgame is now Dort 61, Hastings 51.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Dort has opened up a 61-51 lead over Hastings College now in men's college basketball. 12:39 to play in this contest. Major college basketball, the Creighton Blue Jays, ranked number 16 in the country. They beat Illinois State tonight by the score of 79-72. Ohio State over Nebraska by the score of 70-44. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So now the Dort defenders on a little run here in the second half of play. Dort has opened up a 10-point lead, 61-51. This game was 41-40 in favor of Dort at halftime. So Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Lohman right at the free throw line. Lohman is double-teamed. Lohman gets rid of it now to Dylan Flynn. Out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. High in the air. Down through the hole. Dane Bacon gets the three-pointers. It goes bouncing high in the air. And right down through the hole, 61-54. Hastings now trailing by seven. There's Nathan Rindles with the ball now for Dort. Goes it to the wing, picked up by Lohman. Bounce pass down to Warner. Warner moves it down to the baseline now as they get it down there to Jorgen Vogel, who's into the ball game. Vogel gets it back. His shot over Flynn is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Allen pass to the near sideline. That's Lohman with the ball. Lohman down to Carson Bloom. Bounce pass down to the baseline, right side. Bacon with it. He spins right side of the lane. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. Can be knocked out of his hands. Picked up here by Bacon. Bacon keeps it alive for Hastings. 20 seconds still in the shot clock. Carson Bloom on the wing on the left side. Carson Bloom comes over to Bacon, and he wasn't looking for it. Bacon was cutting toward the hole there, and Bloom threw it to behind him. It's out of bounds into the Bronco bench. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. 61-54. The Broncos trailing by 7. 11 and a half minutes to play here in this one. 61-54. Here's Warner with the ball over here on the left side as they get it down into Rindles. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline to Vogel. Rindles again here on the left side as Hastings College plays man-to-man. Down low, Vogel, a shot is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Jordan Vogel makes a move toward the basket there and gets the field goal to go down there. Jordan Vogel now has 7 points in the ballgame. As the Broncos whistle for another personal foul. Midland is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan 56-36 in their ball game. Personal foul is whistle on Lena. That's going to be his first. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line here. The shot is up, and the shot is going to be off of the mark, and he's going to be no good. He's now 1-for-5 in the free throw line. Hastings back with the ball. Alex Thayer. He's got it for Hastings, down to Lohman, down to Thayer again here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn with his back to the basket. He works into the lane, puts a man in the air, goes up there left-handed, a shot no good, but he's fouled into play. And now the big post players are getting involved on both ends of the floor. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Vogel of Dort. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Dylan Flynn to the free throw line here for Hastings College. 63-54. That's going to be team foul number 5 called on Dort here in the second half of play. Dylan Flynn to the stripe. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. High school basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Gretna for the Chapman Gym on the air with the pregame show at 6:15 tomorrow night. 6:30 for the tip-off between the Hawks and the Dragons. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dort. With a rebound there is Waldersdorf, who's back into the ballgame. Now to Rindles down the near sideline. Cuts it for the hole. Reverse layup is going to be blocked. Nice job there by Flynn. Out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Nathan Rindles. So a block shot there by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. And then Rindles loses the ball out of bounds. Hastings will come back the other direction, trailing in the ballgame now by 8 points. It's 63-55. Still plenty of time. 10:45 left in the clock here in the second half. Flynn gets the ball to Lohman. Lohman here at the top of the key. Cranks up a three ball. It's up there and down through the hole it goes. Brady Lohman now with 25 points in the ballgame. That's a brand new season high. He had 23 in the ballgame against Northwestern earlier this year. Hastings back within 5 points at 63-58. There's a Kafchi with the ball. Kafchi comes over here to Rindles on the wing on the left side. Moves it down in the corner to Kafchi. His shot over Lohman. Good. Three-pointer. Austin Kafchi throws up a three. He's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Actually, 13 points in the ballgame for Kafchi. We have got a timeout. Dort, 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the ballgame, we'll take a break with a score. The Defenders 66, Hastings 58.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now, you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Urinell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 66-58. Hastings and Dort going after it here tonight. The Defenders have the lead. Hastings will inbound the ball. Here in backcourt is Brady Lohman. He'll bring things up now against Lindbergh. Lohman now in the ballgame with 25 points for Hastings College. Here's Wells with the ball. Comes over here to Flynn. Right side of the lane, about 10 feet away from the basket. Flynn dribbling into the lane. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Flynn. Back outside to Bacon. He splits a couple of defenders, gets it to the goal. His shot is up there and in. Dane Bacon takes the ball to the hole and scores. He's got 16, and the Broncos are back to within six. 66-60. Good ball game here tonight. Lindbergh, he drives the ball against Wells, puts it up there off of the window and scores. Now Lindbergh gets his first field goal in the ball game. He's now got 8 points. 68-60. Dort with the lead. Here's Dylan Flynn inside to get it to Bacon. His shot is up and in. Flynn gets the field goal. If Flynn gets the assist, Dane Bacon gets the field goal. Dane now with 18 points in the ballgame. 68-62. Driving the baseline is going to be Lindberger. Shot's blocked. Picked up by Lindberger. Shot is no good. Bound for the rebound. And now we got a jump ball called here. Lindberger, a couple of shots right in front of the hole there and could not convert. And now a jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get the ball. 9:07 to play here in the second half. It's Hastings trailing Dort by a score of 68-62. It'll be Hastings playing things in here in backcourt. Dort will pick him up right here at the 10-second line. Coming up the floor here is going to be Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer, right-handed dribble, comes into the offensive zone for Hastings. Down on the baseline, Flynn fakes the 15-footer, drives the baseline, and shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. Flynn fakes the 15-footer, put the ball in the hole, and drove it from the right corner toward the goal. He gets the field goal, and he is fouling the play. But now Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on to Chris Severs. That's going to be his third. Hastings back to within 4 points. Now it's 68-64. Flynn to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Waldersdorf. Trevor Waldersdorf with a rebound. So Hastings back to within 4 points. Now it's 68-64. 8 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the ball game. Warner has got it to the far sideline of Waldersdorf. Hastings in a man-to-man. Lohman is out in his face defensively. Here's Warner here on the near sideline now, picked up by Alex Thayer. They're trying to swap the ball away. Here's Warner. His shot is up there and in. 15-footer from Cliff Warner. Tough shot, and it puts it right down through the hole. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 70-64. Hastings down by six. Lohman bounce pass underneath the basket. A shot by Bacon is no good. He misses on the reverse layup. Rebound comes down to Dort. Warner flying down the right sideline. Backed off to Lindbergh out here at top of the key. Lindbergh now to Walderstorff. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Shot good. Trevor Walderstorff scoring there. He's got 17 points in the ball game. 72-64. Hastings down. Broncos have the ball into the forward court. Here's Lohman with it now. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn puts it up there left-handed. Shot in and out and back in again. Dylan Flynn scores. He's got 11 points. It's 72-66. 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings needs some defensive stops here. Lindbergh on the wing on the right side. He tries to drive it against Wells. Backs it back out into three-point area to Walderstorff. Inside down is Severs. Back outside, Rindles for three. Shot is up there. Around the rim, falls off. No good. Rebound, Flynn. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Woolman brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it. His shot is up there. It's good, and it won't count. We got a foul before the shot. It's going to go in Cliff Warner. That's going to be his first. The basket does not count. Hastings will hit some free throws here as Lohman will go to the stripe. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game for Hastings. Here comes Marvin back in. Coming out is going to be Bacon and also Dylan Flynn. 7:29 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Dort by the score of 72-66. To the free throw line is going to be Brady Lohman for Hastings. 25 points in the ball game for Lohman. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. Get a brand new season high for Brady Lohman. Averaging 15 points per ball game. And Lohman will have one more shot here. Hastings is within five. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So again, Hastings has cut the gap down to 4 points at 72-68 after trailing by 10 at the 12-and-a-half-minute mark. Catchy with the ball out to Warner. Drives it down the left side of the lane all the way toward the baseline. Now circles back around. Capchi has got it. Hands it back to Warner. Picked up there by Thayer of Hastings. They run the offense over to Capchi on the deep wing on the right side to Walderstorff, top of the key. Here's a Cliff Warner with the ball. Bounce pass to Walderstorff. There's a long-range three put up by Warner. It's up and in. Cliff Warner, a tough shot from the right side. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 75-68. Warner leads the conference in three-pointers made, and he buries one right there. There's Jake Marvin down in the baseline. Marvin tries to shovel the ball away. It's deflected away from Hamburger. Hamburger picks it back up out to Lohman. Lohman behind the screen from Marvin. Goes over to Thayer. Open for three. Takes the shot. It's way off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Wells had it. Jump ball is called. Wells gets together there with Walderstorff of Dort. And we got a jump ball called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Dort. So the defenders will play things in. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing the 13th ranked team in the country, the Dort Defenders, 75-68. Here's Warner with the ball now for Dort. He brings it up against Thayer down the right sideline. Warner brings it into the offensive scoring zone, still dribbling with the ball. Alex out there defensively. Goes to the far side, Capchi. Picked up there by Hamburger. Entry pass deflected away from Vogel, but he picks it back up down in the corner. A three-pointer, Warner. Warner picks up the trash down there in the corner after the ball was deflected away from Vogel, and he hits a three-pointer. Here's the shot by Brent Wells at the other end. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. So Hastings had the stop down there as they deflected the ball away from Vogel, but it goes trickling out in the corner, and Cliff Warner throws down a three-ball from deep in the right corner. And just like that, Dort is back out to a 10-point lead at 78-68 as Brent Wells will go to the free-throw line. 6:07 to play here in the ball game as Brent Wells will toe the mark here for Hastings. 66% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wells has not scored in the ball game tonight. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. 78-68. Dort has got the lead. As Brent Wells will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there and good. So it's one out of two from the free throw line. Wells is going to check out. Here comes Bacon back in there. Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 78-69. Broncos down by 9 points now at the 6-minute mark. Here's a Walderstorff with the ball to Warner, who's had the hot hand as of late. Cliff Warner hands it away to Kapchi out here in three-point territory. Waldersdorf on the wing. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Waldersdorf dribbles back out here in the three-point territory, out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass. They get it to Warner. Warner dribbling with the ball. Cranks up another three-pointer. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tipped around. It comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Bloom has got it for Hastings College. Hustles into the forecourt. Wide open. Dane for three. Shot is up there. It is off the mark. No good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. It's going to be Dort basketball. 78-69. Dort has got the lead. The defenders led at halftime by a score of 41-40. Hastings attacking now in backcourt. Waldersdorf has got it here. Waldersdorf dribbling with the ball against Dane Bacon. Races down the right sideline into the forecourt. Here's a pass deflected by Hamburger. It's picked up by Jordan Vogel. Now to Waldersdorf. As Dort keeps the ball alive, Cliff Warner has got it. Warner down to Waldersdorf. Picked up there by Lohman. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Warner. And three passes are going to be intercepted with a foul called. Entry pass by Warner was intercepted by Marvin, but a foul is going to be called on Jake. They're going to whistle this one on Hamburger. That's going to be his fourth. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Vogel for Dort. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 1 out of 5 from the free throw line today. 66% in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get another one. Hastings now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Marvin comes out. Here comes Dylan Flynn back into the ball game for Hastings. 78-69. Broncos are trailing in the ball game as Jordan Vogel will have another free throw toss here. The Dort defenders looks up there, throws it up, and the shot is good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dort again with a 10-point lead, 79-69. Hastings has cut the lead down to 4 a couple of times here in the second half of play, but have not been able to get closer than that. Here's Lohman with the ball, angles in from the wing on the left side, is running one-handers up there, no good. Flynn had a rebound, had it knocked out of his hands, and a foul called. Flynn was right there defensively again with the offensively with the offensive board, but he has fouled into play here. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line now with the Broncos. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Vogel. That's going to be his third. So Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Flynn has got 11 points in the ball game. And Brady Lohman leading the way tonight. He's got 27. Dane Bacon has got 18 points. Here's Flynn at the free throw line now for the Broncos. He looks up there, and the shot is up. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Battle for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by Hastings. So it's going to be Dort basketball, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance wants to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 79, Hastings 69.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Broncos are trailing Dort in the final minutes of this ballgame at 79-69 after Dort held a 1-point lead at halftime, 41-40. Hastings will be on the road on Saturday. We'll be in Yankton, South Dakota at Mount Marty. Women's men's basketball doubleheader beginning at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. 1:45 for the pregame show. Women's game will go at 2. The guys will go at 4 o'clock. Both games right here on your home and away voice for the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to upset a top 15-ranked team here tonight in Dort. Never easy, and the Broncos are down by 10 points at 79-69. After having the lead throughout much of the first half of play in a seesaw battle, Dort has pretty well controlled this second half of play. They've been able to get to the free throw line with Vogel and Severs. Hastings have been unable to hang them out or keep them out of there. 79-69. Broncos are down by 10 points now following the timeout. Warner goes over to Waldersdorf. Free throw line extended right side. Waldersdorf out to Lindbergh. Top of the key and out of Warner. Hastings in the man-to-man. Wells out on Warner. Severs has got the ball on top of the key. Lindbergh right wing. Bounce pass to Waldersdorf, right side of the lane. He backs up, wheels in the lane, kicks it out here to Warner, puts a man in the air, dishes the ball off inside to Severs. A shot good. Severs scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and now Dort leading by 12 points at 81-69. Broncos need a basket. Here's Wells with the ball on the baseline left side, dribbles into the paint, puts up a shot. It's up there good. Brent Wells works in the lane. He scores. Broncos are down by 10 now, 81-71, with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Broncos attacking all over the place now. Warner has got the ball on the right sideline. Dribbles once, comes over here to Lindbergh. Free throw line extended left side. Lindbergh holds the ball. Comes out here to Warner. Between the circles, back to Waldersdorf on the deep wing on the right side, picked up by Bacon. Capci has now got the ball at the top of the key. Dribbles over here to the near side to Warner. Back outside to Lindbergh. 7 seconds on the shot clock to Waldersdorf on the right baseline. Is shot up there, no good. Rebound Lindbergh. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Hastings. Wells has got the ball now to Dane Bacon down the near sideline to Lohman. Lohman at the free throw line puts up a shot. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound Wells goes back up. His shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. Brent Wells on the offensive glass for the Broncos. He goes to the free throw line here after being fouled by Austin Kafchi for Dort. Kafchi picks up his first personal foul. Now both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 1 out of 2 from the line today. 3 points in the ballgame. 66% foul shooter in the season. Hastings down by 10. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. The Broncos normally a pretty good foul shooting club at 72% for the season, second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Waldersdorf comes in. Tyler Waldersdorf checks out. This is Trevor into the ballgame now for the Dort defenders. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Wells. It's 1 out of 2. The Hastings College deficit is now 9 points at 81-72. Here's Cliff Warner with the ball. He'll bring it up 1-on-1 now against the Woolman. Gets it into the offensive zone. We're down to 3:08 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos are down by 9 points. Waldersdorf with the ball out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh now to Warner for three over Lohman. His shot's going to be no good. Tip try by Severs, good. Chris Severs gets the tip. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout from Dort. 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the ball game. We've got a timeout. Dort with an 11-point lead. It's the Defenders 83, Hastings 72.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Hastings is falling behind here in the second half, now trailing by 11, 83-72, with 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the ball game. Chris Severs has got 15 points for Dort. Trevor Waldersdorf has got 17. Austin Kafchi has got 13. Cliff Warner has got 15. Hastings College being led by Brady Lohman, a season high 27 in the ball game tonight. Dane Bacon has got 18. Dylan Flynn has got 11 points. So the Broncos have 3 players in double figures right now. But Hastings needs some defensive stops down the stretch here. Down by 11 points at 83-72 following the timeout. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings and Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon. Airtime at 1:45. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game. We'll have the guys going at 4 o'clock. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes Hamburger back with the ball now for the Broncos. As they go to the far side, that's going to be Brady Lohman. Lohman takes off, drives the ball into the lane. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. That's Dylan Flynn. Dribble penetration there by Lohman. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. Dylan now with 13 points in the ball game. 83-74. Dort has got the lead. Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh now to Waldersdorf. Hastings attacking all over the place. Waldersdorf puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the far sideline. Kafchi has got it now. Free throw line extended right side. Kafchi hands it away to Warner. Warner looks left, goes right. Waldersdorf with the ball on the wing. Dribble penetration, runs over a man, dishes off to Severs, and he stuffs one home. No foul called as he drove it inside, and Severs stuffs one home. There's Dane Bacon at the other end. His driving layup is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kapchi. 85-74, Dort now with an 11-point lead with 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Cliff Warner with the ball. He'll just dribble with it. They'll use as much time as they can here. We're down to 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Severs has got the ball at the top of the key. Severs, entry pass down low. Kapchi wide open. His shot is up and in. Austin Kapchi scores. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Hamburger back the other way for three, and his shot is up and in. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. So Hastings gives up a couple of field goals on that end, and Hamburger comes down and gets the tray. The Broncos are still down by 10 points. 1 minute and 42 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 87, Hastings 77.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Concordia has come back to upset Northwestern tonight in men's college basketball in Seward. Final score is 71-68. Northwestern led 35-34 at halftime. But the Concordia Bulldogs come back to upset Northwestern, the 10th-ranked team in the country tonight, 71-68. Other games going on. Mount Marty is playing at Briarcliff. Dakota Wesleyan trailing Midland. And Morningside is playing Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Got all the scores for you before we get out of here this evening. Hastings right now is down by 10 points, 87-77. Trailed at halftime, 41-40. Dort is pretty well owned this second half of play. The defenders will play things in here in backcourt as Lindbergh will play things in. They get it to Warner. His pass to Kapchi, and they break the Bronco press. Kapchi brings it into the offensive zone as he gets it away down to Lindbergh, the Warner. A 10-point lead for the Dort defenders as they look for their 14th win of the season here tonight. Looking for their sixth conference win. Warner with the ball out here against the Jake Hamburger of Hastings. Warner looking to drive it, can't do it. Cliff Warner just dribbling with the ball around the screen. Now they get the ball to Waldersdorf. He pulls up right in front of the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and Flynn has got the ball. Flynn comes to the near sideline. A pass is intercepted. Intercepted there by Waldersdorf as the Broncos turn the ball away for the 11th time here in the ballgame. Still 87-77. Now with a minute to play, so Hastings had a chance to slice into the lead right there, but a big turnover. Here's Warner with the ball. Again, picked up by Jake Hamburger. Warner just dancing around out here with the basketball and the dribble. Jake Hamburger trying to swat the ball away. Now there's a three-pointer put up from the top of the key. Good. Cliff Warner nails another tray. He's got 17 points in the ballgame, 14 in the second half, 90-77. Dort has got the lead. Here's Flynn. He takes it down the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked by Severs out of bounds. So Cliff Warner has come on. Hastings kept him under control with only one three-pointer in the first half, but he is load him up here in half number two. Hastings with the ball. There's Lohman driving the baseline. Bounce pass out to Hamburger. Shot from 10. Good. Hamburger now with 10 points in the ball game. Lohman gets the assist. It's 90-79. Hastings trailing in the ball game. The inbounds pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. They trying to come inside to Kapchi. And now Dort will have to call a timeout here with 28 seconds to play. Dort calls a timeout with 28 seconds to go. It's Dort 90, Hastings 79.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
We got a correction on that score we just gave you. Northwestern did win tonight. Final score of 94-74. Again, Northwestern beating Concordia tonight in men's college basketball, 94-74. 90-79 here. Dort with a lead over Hastings College, 28 seconds to play. Severs with the ball here in backcourt, and he's going to be hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called on Brent Wells. That's going to be his second foul on Wells. So they walk to the other end of the floor. We'll have some free throws coming up here from big old Chris Sievers. 17 points in the ball game for Sievers. As he will come to the free throw line now for Dort. He is 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe here tonight. As the fans start to file toward the exits, shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Sievers will have one more. We've got the players of the game coming up and then the coaches' post-game show tonight before we get out of here. Chris Sievers will have one more. Shot is up, and the shot is good. 91-79. Hastings coming back quickly with the ball. Lohman has got it. Ready to Lohman. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts up a running one-hander. It's going to be no good. Lindbergh got the rebound. He had it knocked out of his hands by Flynn. It's going to be Dort basketball. So Dort will play things in with 17 seconds to play now. 91-79. Broncos are trailing. Here's Cliff Warner with the ball. And Warner will bring it up. And if the white flags are coming up here, as Cliff Warner will bring the ball in the offensive zone. And that's going to be your final score here tonight. The Dort defenders going to knock off Hastings College in men's college basketball. The final score of 91-79 as the horn sounds. And the Dort defenders, they will go to 14 wins and 3 losses on the season. They are now 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College will fall to 13-5 on the season now. The Broncos will drop to 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will get ready to play the Lancers out of Mount Marty coming up on the Saturday afternoon up in Yankton. Again, the final score, Dort knocks off Hastings 91-79. Back with a recap after this.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Dort defenders pick up the win here tonight over Hastings College. Final score of 91-79. Dorn had a 41-40 lead at halftime. Opened up a 10-point lead in the second half of play. The Broncos cut it down to 4 points a couple of times near the 7-minute mark of the second half, but could not get any closer than that. And the Dort defenders win tonight by a score of 91-79, despite 27 points, a season high for Brady Lohman tonight. Lohman, 19 in the first half, ends up with 27 for the ball game. So Lohman leads the way for the Broncos. Dane Bacon at 18 points, 13 for Dylan Flynn, 10 points for Jake Hamburger. Other scores in the ball game tonight: Brent Wells, he had 4 points. Carson Bloom had 3. Alex Thayer had 2. Jake Marvin had 2 points tonight. For the Dort defenders, they were led by Trevor Walderstorff and Chris Sievers. Sievers ends up with 18 points in the ball game. Cliff Warner actually ends up with 18 points as well, so they share team-high honors here tonight for the defenders. Trevor Walderstorff, he had 17 points. Austin Kathche, he had 15. The other scores for Dort: Jordan Vogel had 8. 8 points for Kyle Lindbergh, 3 points for Reese Beaver, and 1 point for Tyler Walderstorff. So Dort now 14-3 on the season, 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings 13-5 and 4-4. The Broncos will play at Mount Marty coming up on Saturday afternoon. In the final score in the men's ball game, Dort knocks off Hastings by a score of 91-79. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, the Hastings College women came up victorious tonight. The Hastings College men dropping one in the second half of our doubleheader, and this is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. In the women's ball game, Hastings beating Dort 73-65. Broncos getting 21 points from Cammie Breckman tonight, 14 points from Brittany Wong, 12 points from Frankie Peterson off of the bench, and 10 points for Chelsea Morton. For the Hastings College men, they drop one here tonight on the final score of 91-79. The Broncos getting 27 points from Brady Lohman, 18 from Dane Bacon, 13 points officially for Dylan Flynn, and 10 points for Jake Hamburger. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team is going to be Cammie Breckman tonight, as she just misses a double-double. Cammie was 9 out of 18 from the field tonight, 2 out of 6 on three-pointers, 1 out of 1 from the free-throw line, pulls down 8 rebounds, 1 on offense and 7 on defense, scores the 21 points. She played 27.5 minutes tonight for head coach Kerry Hostetter. So Cammie Breckman, our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. And for the guys, there's probably no question here, Brady Lohman. Lohman scores the season-high 27 points in the ball game tonight. He was 10 out of 13 from the field, 4 out of 4 on three-pointers, 3 out of 4 on free throws, pulls down 2 rebounds and scores the 27 points, also dishes out 3 assists and had 1 steal in the ball game tonight, but it was not enough as the Hastings College men lose to Dort by a score of 91-79. Brady Lohman and Cammie Breckman are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, still waiting for Lance Creech to make his way back out of the locker room here following a loss to Dort tonight, 91-79. Got the final numbers in the ball game tonight. Hastings College ended up shooting 50.8% from the field, 31 of 61. Dort hit 59% for the ball game. They were 32 out of 54. Hastings 10 out of 19 on three-pointers for 52%. Dort, they shot 10 out of 17 for 58%. Hastings 7 out of 16 from the free throw line for just 43% in the ball game tonight. Dort was 17 out of 28 for 60%. Dort out-rebounds Hastings 32 to 24, including 11-9 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over only 10 times in the contest tonight, 11 for Dort. Broncos came up with 2 block shots and 6 steals. Dort had 1 block shot and 6 steals. And Brady Lohman leads the way scoring-wise for the Broncos. He had 27 points in the basketball game tonight. Leading rebounders for Hastings, Brent Wells and Dylan Flynn. They each had 5 rebounds apiece. Leading scorer for the Dort defenders was Cliff Warner with 18 points, and also Chris Sievers with 18 points. The leading rebounders for Dort, you had Kyle Lindberg getting in there with 9 rebounds to lead Dort in the ball game here tonight. So again, Dort knocks off Hastings by a score of 91-79. We've got the other scorers in GPAC basketball here tonight on the men's side of things. Nebraska Wesleyan has beaten Morningside tonight in men's college basketball, that game in Lincoln, but Nebraska Wesleyan picks up the win 61-56. It was Northwestern over Concordia 94-74. Midland stops Dakota Wesleyan in the Great Plains Athletic Conference 82-60. Dort picking up a win here over Hastings 91-79. And Briarcliff over Mount Marty 78-70. In women's college basketball from earlier tonight, again, Hastings College winners over Dort 73-65. Briarcliff beat Mount Marty 86-72. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland 75-65. Northwestern, they lost tonight to Concordia. So as number one ranked Concordia, winners over eighth ranked Northwestern 71-68. That was Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college play 65-50. Major college men's basketball tonight, the Ohio State Buckeyes beat Nebraska. Conference opener for the Huskers. Nebraska going on the road and losing to Ohio State 70-44. Creighton tonight beat Illinois State by the score of 79-72. And Hastings College losing in this men's ball game tonight by a score of 91-79. We'll come back and hopefully get some words with the coach as we continue the coach's postgame show on 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. New home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lance Creech joins us here on the postgame show. And, Coach, a very competitive basketball game here tonight. We were in it until the second half, and things kind of turned around for Dort in the second half.
I just thought, you know, you got to credit their aggressiveness. I thought they were just a little bit more aggressive most of the night, you know, especially on the inside. I thought their post players really and they're big and strong. There's no question. If you were here, you could see that. But I thought their post players really set the tone for them. Both halves, and it really gave them an opportunity to kind of free up some some outside shots because they were burying us so deep. And anytime we had to go double team or try and help, they do a very good job of getting the ball out of the post and moving around and finding an open guy, and made tough shots when they had to.
They're just more physical than us in the second half play.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, I thought our post play was better in the second half offensively. I thought we'd, you know, Dylan kind of got going and made some moves. Our goal going into this thing, Mike, was we had to make their bigs move from side to side. I know they're very big and strong and they're very physical, but we just did not do a very good job of executing our game plan in the first half with our post play, and that falls on me, and I'll take full credit or blame, whichever it may be. But we've got to do a better job of getting – bigs like that, they're so physically strong, and using, because our talents are to be able to step away, and whether it's knock down a 15-foot shot, put the ball on the floor, move them side to side a little bit, use shot fakes. You know, I think more times than not, our bigs are pretty clever. But probably more on the defensive end, where they were just so big and strong and physical, and it's just, it is tough. I mean, it you know, I didn't think we made early hits in transition. I thought our post players were too tall defensively, and we've got to find a way to get better at that.
Are these the sort of teams that are going to cause us problems, the big physical teams? Can we match up with these guys in the future?
Well, you know, if they don't have as many good shooters on the perimeter, we sure can. But, you know, at our level, that's probably what you're going to see, is they're spread the floor, and they've got a couple guys that are, you know, really good shooters that can really make you pay if you do double team. And you know, you'll see another one in a couple weeks. Dakota Westland's got the Voss kid that's a big load inside. And guys that are that big and strong that can bury you are very, very difficult to match up with.
So what's the answer when we get up to a teamwork like this again?
Find the weight room in a big hurry. You know, I don't probably need to lock them in the weight room and feed them raw meat or something. But, you know, right now, it's got to come down to positioning right now. It's got to come down to doing a better job of making hits and not allowing them to get a foot in the paint when they get the initial touch, because that really hurt us when they get that deep of a catch. They're hard to move. You know, when you're outweighed by 30 or 40 pounds, it's easy to say it, but it's, you know, it's hard to move people that are that big.
Into the floor offensively tonight, Brady, another great ball game for you.
He was really good, primarily in the first half. You know, I thought he did an exceptional job. I thought his focus was great on the offensive end. I was really pleased, you know, how he shot the ball, how he attacked in transition. He was really the guy that, obviously, he had half our points in the first half, so he's kind of the one that kept it even close for us. But, you know, when you're shooting it that well, it's going to be very hard to continue a streak like that for an entire game, just because fatigue starts to set in, especially against a quality team like Dort.
So Hastings College drops one here tonight, 91-79, despite the loss. A lot of good things out there for us tonight? Or?
Yeah, there was. You know, I mean, we lost some points again at the free throw line. I didn't think we got there nearly as much. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, we were easily a top five in the country free throw shooting team before Christmas. And, you know, like I told our guys after the game, it's a matter of kind of finding that comfort level again. And too many times, you know, you overemphasize it sometimes like a golf swing, and you start to get the shanks. And right now that's what we have. We have the shanks from the free throw line. And it's bizarre to me that we shoot 53% from three with moving defended shots, and you get 10 seconds to shoot a wide open shot, and we shoot 44%. You know, and that's just not who we are. And, you know, it was kind of the perfect storm. I thought we did a better job taking care of the basketball, but the things that we typically do better, you know, free throws and defensive rebounding in the second half, just wasn't good enough.
Free throw shooting, is that something that can go away when we take a break like we did at Christmas time, 7-8 days?
Well, yeah, it can if guys aren't doing what they need to do and just getting in and shoot. You know, it's just about a matter. It's, to me, free throw shooting is about routine and confidence, and right now, we maybe have one of the two, but we sure don't have both of them, because when Brady Lohman starts missing free throws, you know things are not going well for your team. So, again, we just got to emphasize it and continue to get better a little bit each day. And if we can do, you know, just the little things, and we're not far off. I mean, let's keep in perspective. We're still 13-5. I think we're a good basketball team that can be great. But we've got two or three major components that we've got to get better at to become a great basketball team. And if we can do that, I mean, if we can continue to get buy-in on a daily basis, then we'll be fine. But, you know, part of our biggest issue tonight that I did not like was our body language. I thought our demeanor was bad. I thought our eyes were down. I thought our faces were pouty. You know, we weren't as competitive as I've seen us in previous games.
Hastings and Mount Marty coming up on Saturday as we hit the road, and all these games just get to be magnified. You got to pick up a win on the road here somewhere.
Yeah, you know, and that, you know, I guess the one thing that I will give our team credit, not one, but one of the best things is we've responded well in adversity, you know, at this, up to this point. You know, we haven't lost, knock on wood, two in a row. We've been pretty good about coming out of these things and learning from them and finding a way to get better and, you know, doing all the little details that we talk about and find a way to pull out a win. You know, against Mount Marty, it's going to be a way different ball game. There's not going to be nearly as many possessions. There's not going to be nearly as many shots. So we're going to have to really value the basketball, and we're going to have to find a way to get some quality stops.
We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Lance Reach, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos tonight losing to Dortz by a score of 91-79. The Broncos now 13-5 in the season will play in Yankton on Saturday. Airtime will be at 1:45 for the pregame show for the women's contest, 2 o'clock for the gals, and we'll go with the guys at 4 o'clock, both games here on 1230 KHAS. So the Hastings College women winning in the first ball game tonight over Dort, final score of 73-65. The defenders, the 13th ranked team in the country, they pull it off in the second ball game. They beat Hastings by the score of 91-79. That will wrap things up here from the Osborne Sports Complex, Linfield Arena tonight. For 1230 KHAS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.